Module 7, Further Considerations. Have you ever heard the phrase, he who feels it knows it? Well, how many times in your life have you been talking to someone and know for certain they are not listening to you? Their eyes might be wandering, or their body language is a dead giveaway. How did it make you feel? Frustrated? Sad? Angry? I know I have been guilty of this in the past. We certainly don't want to evoke these kinds of emotions in the people we are dealing with, whether personally or professionally, especially if we are aware and want to self-regulate our behaviors to be emotionally intelligent. We have so many distractions and various types of noise, especially nowadays, that are hindrances to our listening skills. But aside from the obvious distractions like people, the media, loud noises, and things like ADD, there are a few other factors to consider. Many of us, currently or in the past, have been standing there while someone is speaking, and all we are thinking about is what we want to say next. Some of us will even interject our thoughts before the person is done speaking. We want so badly to appear knowledgeable in the matter, or maybe we have just become that person who interrupts. This is obviously not a trait of an emotionally intelligent person. I have been guilty of this myself in past years. When someone interrupts in this way, they are lacking in respect and show of interest in the other person. Some of us also have issues with talking too fast, too soft, or even too loud. Some have thick accents. Some have a hard time understanding those accents. And sometimes the very environment we are in, such as a noisy public event or a busy restaurant, can take away from our ability to actively listen. So what can we do? Let's find out in the next module.